Get it? The Bird Show.
Here's a woman that's been generating music in four different decades. She's constantly in the media spotlight. She's been nominated for Oscars. She's won Grammys. And now she's reached the apex. She joined the Bird Show. This is Cher on Q100. Hey, Cher.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. We missed you on Friday.
I know. Sorry.
I remember talking to you at another radio station a couple years ago and hearing a great story about, was it your wedding band and Rick Dees?
Oh, that's right. I was on the show and people were calling in and this woman called in and she said, I think I have your original wedding band. And I thought, how could that possibly be? And then we met, and her husband had found it. He had been doing some work at our old house. Sonny actually was remodeling. I didn't live there anymore. And he found it out by a dumpster. It was, like, in the dirt, and he picked it up and threw it in his pocket.
Wow.
And how did she know it was yours? Was it engraved?
Well, no, it said Sonny on it, because when Sonny and I were first married, I had a ring that said Sonny, he had a ring that said Cher, and they were in silver. And then later, we got them in gold. We just put them then in a box, and somehow this woman's husband found it. It got ripped out under the carpet, and the guys just threw it away because, you know, it was just kind of a funky silver ring.
Is it true that when you met Sonny, he was a meat delivery man?
No, he had been. When I met him, he was a promotion man. He worked for Phil Spector. He had hauled meat. He had, you know, the freeways to Disneyland, but of course you wouldn't know the freeways to Disneyland. But he had helped pour out some of the freeways to Disneyland with Clint Eastwood.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow.
Is that right?
Wild.
What was your first impression when you laid eyes on him? Because at looking at you two as a couple, I'm telling you, it wouldn't be a couple that you would think would be together physically.
Let's see. I was at a radio station. I was downstairs from a radio station called KFWB. Sonny walked in. I was sitting with some promotion people and a guy named Wink Martindale, who was on a jockey on
sure.
KFWB.
Tic-tac-toe. I remember him in his TV
right.
Wink
Martindale.
And Son walked in, and everybody said, oh, look, there's Sonny. And I turned around and looked at him, and I just was, I have to say, I was just mesmerized because he didn't have really long hair, but he had ridiculously strange and long hair for the time. He had a Caesar haircut, which was like pointy coming down on his face, and he had Beatle boots on, and I'd never even heard of the Beatles, and he just was dressed like no one I'd ever seen, and I just was fascinated with him.
Would it be safe to say that one of the most painful days that you've ever had was the day that Sonny died?
I was never really that close to anyone who died. I mean, I haven't had that many deaths around me, and so I was completely unprepared for it, and I'd never had that feeling before.
That was a fantastic eulogy you gave at his service, by the way. I think a lot of people were touched with that, but because, of course, when you think of Sonny, you think of Cher.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Well, yeah.
So
you kind of do.
Yeah. I mean, even though you live separate lives, you know, at that point, I think that people still find the memories of the two of you together to be, you know, quite charming.
On Valentine's Day, I went to this thing for Bono. It was a huge gathering, maybe 5,000 people, and it was to honor him for the Heart Association. When I got there, the guys from REM said, come backstage. And when I went backstage, they were all sitting around with guitars, and they said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to sing I Got You, Babe, for him. And I said, well, you know, I've never really sung I Got You, Babe with anyone but Sonny. I said, well, once with Beavis and Butthead, but that was a cartoon. I wasn't even like doing it.
Right.
So I said, I'm not sure I'd be able to do it. They went, no, you'll be able to do it. And then they told me this story about one time Bono was in an elevator, and there was this guy in the elevator, and neither one of them looked at each other. And then elevator opened, and the guy got off, and he turned around, and he looked at him, and he went, you pronounce it Bono, and it was Sonny. that story was so charming. I said, okay, I'll do it. So we sang I Got You, Babe, to Bono, and it was really great.
What is really the secret behind being a Cher or a Madonna, somebody that can generate hits and generate talk? We're talking about 4 or 5 decades now, where you're in an industry of so many one-hit wonders and so many fly-by-night musicians. You've been able to somehow evolve and capture people and their attention for so long. Is that a gift you have, or is that the product of good marketing? What do you contribute that to?
I think it's luck. I don't have any answers for that because I'm amazed myself. I mean, for a while, you know, I went off into another part of my career where I just, you know, started acting, and I think that made people interested, that made them kind of I mean, look, we went from music to TV, and then I went to acting, and I don't know, I think sometimes people, you've just been around so long, and people just know everything about you, and, you know, I've been around for, I mean, when, if you had come to the Believe concert, you would have seen, like, old grandmothers and kids 3 years old. It was kind of amazing to me.
Has there ever been a point, though, when you've said, all right, I'm sick of the public knowing about my private life, everything?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've gotten to that point millions of times, and it's not so much about... It's not really so much about the public. Sometimes it's like about the tabloids that, you know, they won't leave me alone, or they, you know, I've had boyfriends that they just hounded us and said horrible things. And if you've noticed, sometimes I just go away and no, and just you don't hear about me for, you know, a year or two. And then when I'm ready, I come back.
Get it? The Bird Show.